That's the way people talk. V'boya filo tuv. Eating Zechat says no. If you want, you can even take out more than five, more than six, as much as you want. Trashik the Amri Yinshi. Cheshbon koten tchilo. V'yimitztarach liyaysa yifne. Yaysa. V'shamachin noka dal breisha. V'odeh chamisha. V'wadena filo tuv. Hey, Shmuel Hold does not bedeek the Lashon 4 and 5. That's the way people talk. If I want to clean out, I'll clean out 4 or 5. No, what didn't he mean 6, 7? Kids, as much room as you need. You're allowed to clean out the barrels to use for your Orchim or use for the base of Medrash. That's what we pass planted. Afilo Tubanami, Bafanin. What does it mean, Loya Soitzer? It means Shalayigma Kuloy. It means you should not end off the whole thing. Because if there are 20 barrels there, you can only take out 19. But the last one you can't take out. What's the head, but why not? We're afraid if you empty out the whole warehouse, you'll come to clean, to smooth off the holes in the ground. And the mile of the grounds then were made out of dirt, with dirt floor. And if you smooth out the floor, you're over near the binyan. So it's also to do it on Shabbos, and many Xeria can't clean out the oitzah together, all together. But let's say you have mamash all 20 barrels, then you didn't start to use any of them yet. The locher is maschilin. You are allowed to start to empty out the oitzah on Shabbos. Why? Umani Reb Shimon he. Because our Mishnah goes Allah according to Reb Shimon. The Lestle Muksa. In a case like this, that the barrels, let's say the wine or figs, the barrels are royal to use. It's good wine. No, you put it away in the storehouse. You don't have that to use it now. You use it in 2 months from now. According to Reb Shimon, it's not called Muksa. Because since the Oichel itself is royal teeth, that's not enough to make a Muksa. Reb Shimon only holds for Muksa by Gregorius Utsmukin. Gregorius Utsmukin means if you have dates that you want to dry out to make them into raisins. So you put them on top of your roof. So when you put your matchab yadayim, you put them on top of the roof, and there they start to dry out. And the svar is that while they're drying out, that loichozi leklum, they're not edible then. So since there's a big dichi yadayim like that, that makes a muksa. Like then you have no das to use it at all. Because the maisa, when the raisins are drying out, it's not edible. But here, the barrels, they're edible all along. You could eat them. Just you put them away now to store them for another 2 months. So it doesn't become muksa according to Reb Shimon. So lachar is, if you want to start cleaning out the yitzer on Shabbos, you're allowed to. Even though you didn't start using the barrels yet, the barrels are not muksum. What does it mean the Mishnah of Loya Soitzer? It means you can't finish it. You can't take out all the barrels from the room on Shabbos. Because then there's the gzer, you come to smooth out the floor. Right. Tana Rabbanan. Ein maschilin b'yitzer tchila. You can't start taking the barrels out on the yitzer at the beginning. But you're allowed to make like a room to walk through, like a path. You can make a path through the barrels to come in and to go out. How you say you're allowed to make a path? Push means you're allowed to empty out the barrels to make the path. I go amrit ein maschilin. I just got finished saying no, ein maschilin. So Chur, you can't start the Chur, this will be right, goes according to Reb Yehuda. I mean, according to Reb Yehuda Shita, that holds that there's an Issa Muksa, if you just put barrels into a storeroom, so on Shabbos now, if you didn't use the storeroom from before Shabbos, all the barrels are Muksa. So according to Reb Yehuda, you're not allowed to start emptying them out. For the Gemara, if you can't start because the Muksa, so how could you make a path to go through the room? Teretiz Hochikoma, Oise Boy Shvil Baraglov, there's no real head to touch the barrels to move them. They're muksa. Though with your feet, though, you can push them aside, though, to make room for you to go through. The drashe baragloi means mefane baraglov. With your foot, you're allowed to push the barrels on the side. Lekan lekan derech lechosoi. The way you're walking, the heavy tiltel. That's not called a tiltel. Sister Chur is lemaisa. As once my God, a lochit like this come out that muksa. You're allowed to move with your foot. There's only an issa muksa to touch it with your hands. Muksa you can't move around by a dayim. But doch for the gufa, to move it with the rest of your body, with your elbow, with your feet, apipashin, it's mutter. That's where the Mishnah Brewer paskins. There are some achrayim that want to be matchim and say, no, it's also awesome. It's only awesome, but certainly it's a big tzarech. Oh, we'll see in the Gemara. But apipashin, push the Mishnah Brewer paskins like that. Any time you're not touching the muksa with your hand, you're just moving either with your foot, but with your elbow, you could be makel to move the muksa. So, of course, that's Chan the Gemara here also. That even though these barrels are muksa, according to Reb Yehuda, because you didn't start using the oitzah yet, so these barrels were set aside, like not to be used for the Shabbos, still you're allowed to move it with your foot to make a path to go through. Tana Rabbanan. Tfua, tzvura. If you have a tfua, a bunch of wheat, that tzvura is bundled together. Is this man, shehisko bo mi'er Shabbos, if you started to use his tefuah from before Shabbos started to use from this week, avazoi mutel estapik imenu b'Shabbos. Then you're allowed to use it on Shabbos also, because it's amuksa trashi tefuah tzvura mucha milsa the huksel yitzer. Which means a whole big bunch, a bunch like a silon full of wheat. So stamazoi, it's like set aside not to use for the Shabbos. It's like for nitzer to store it. But if you start to use it before Shabbos, the stop it rashi la'achil b'hemtoi. You start to give this tefuah to your behemam. Damus is not muksur anymore, because the zman sheischa bo mi'ar Shabbos is mutal estapik b'menu b'Shabbos, because it's not muksur anymore. Since you started to use it on Friday, now you have to use this tefuah to give your behemam. So vad you'll have to feed him on Shabbos also. V'yim lab, or if you didn't start using it on Friday, habizai osel estapik b'menu b'Shabbos. Divi Reb Shimon, hazai help Reb Shimon. So this is going to be a bikasha. We know Reb Shimon, we just got finished saying, holds ain't muksa in a case like this. According to Reb Shimon, there shouldn't be muksa. There's only Reb Yehuda Shita. Reb Yehuda holds such a muksa like this, that even though the chayfet is roi teeth, but since you're maksa b'daitoi, like you put it away to store it, not to use it, maksa b'daitoi is enough to make it into muksa. So the Gemara's next is kasha soon. But so far we're saying, divi Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds, it's also here. Reb Acha mat, and Reb Acha is mat. For the Gemara, kalpelai, just the opposite it should be. Strashi kalpelai means kineged, just the opposite. Heichin pernadova, how are you changing things? Hazel. Homel hepet, he's saying the opposite way. Reb Shimon mata muksa v'chol mokum. V'kano machmer, how could that be? All of we know it's a machlekes Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda, that Reb Shimon is mekel and hilchos muksa. In Avad Reb Shimon is mighty, there are certain cases that muksa. But in the regular case that you just set it aside not to use it, v'daitoi, Reb Shimon knows that's not called muksa. So Reb Shimon is matir all over. So how come here you're saying Reb Shimon is machmir? And the Gemara Nechnami, Ela Eima Yatzadis, Diver Reb Acha. The one that says it's also to start using this Tfuah Metchilu on Shabbos is Reb Acha. He holds this smokes. He holds like Reb Yehuda Shita. Reb Shimon matir. But Laloch, we pass like Reb Shimon about it's mutter. His Kozman, the Tfuah is edible. Any type of food that's edible, even though you have it set aside in a store warehouse, if you have it in the store, somebody has a store, and he has his cheese, you have it, whatever, fish in the store. And it comes Shabbos, it comes for Shal Shiddush, you have no more food left in your house. So if you have the keys to the store, and there's no Shalom Vaitzor, it's in your house, you're allowed to go down to the store and take out the fish to eat it. Even though the Chur, the fish before Shabbos, like was set aside not to use for Shabbos. Like the mal, the food in the store, it's not even to sell, and you don't sell on Shabbos. Still, it's not muksa. But about the fish itself is edible, the food is edible, even though you didn't have that before Shabbos to use it. Now, according to Reb Shimon, that's not muksa. Like here, you had something set aside in the base oitzer, you had it in the storehouse, so what? Now, if you want to use it on Shabbos, you're allowed to start using it on Shabbos. Since the food is edible, it's not muksa, according to Reb Shimon. So tomorrow, Tana, kama shir tzvura. How much do you have to like pile up the tzvura to give it a shame at chila? It's not aimed for you to use it. It's aimed to set aside to be like a warehouse. It's according to Yehuda sheet that holds it is muksa. How much tzvura has to be in a pile like the megaladas not to use it? Is lesach. The shear is a lesach. So Rashi, avo botzum yochil avoitzu. If you have less than a lesach full of tzvura, then even according to Yehuda, it's not muksa. That's not called an oitzu. It's not called you're storing it. It's called you're going to use it. What's a lesser satrashi of chatzi kur who tests for soin? It's 15 soin. Boy menei Rav Nachumi bar Zacharya meyabaya shear tefua tzvura bekama. Write the same shayla. How much tefua do you have to have stacked up to give it a shem muksa? As if now it's an oitzer, you're not going to use it anymore. It's set aside for an oitzer. Or Malay, he answered him. Harayamru shear tefua tzvura lesser. We said the shear is a lesser. That's 15 soin. That's the shear that's called set aside not to use it. You're going to use it now as a warehouse. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's muksa. But Allah, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's muta. Iboy Elihu. Hani avo v'chomish kupis dekomar. That the Mishnah says, you're allowed to empty out four or five. Now really we had, it's machlekes what the Mishnah means four or five. But the first man, the yama was bedir. From a small light, you could take out four. And from a big light, you could take out five, but not more. And according to Shmuel, we said, he holds no. He holds, you're allowed to take out as many as you want. Four and five really is lav dafka. Just means as much as there is you can take out, just the last one you have to leave them. You can't empty out the oitzer altogether. But according to both of them, there's a new shayla now. Iboy Elihu. Hani yabo v'chomish kupis dekomar, biyabo v'chomish kupis in, tfeiloi. You have four or five barrels, let's say full of figs, or full of wine. Now you want to empty out the barrels. So you v'davka have to pick up this whole big barrel the way it is, even though it's nice and heavy. But it's a mile of taking it out in one shot, that you don't have to carry so much. Or else, no, if you want, you could take 100 small barrels and empty out these 4 or 5 barrels into 100 small barrels and carry out the small barrels. What do you gain that way? That each barrel you're carrying out doesn't weigh so much. You like not to schwitz so much. It's not such a big tircha to do. So are you allowed to do that or not? That's the shayla. Hani yabo v'chamish kupis to come out. V'yabo v'chamish kupis in. You're only allowed to take out the 4 and 5 the way they are stacked to the top. Of a tvei loy. You're not allowed to start emptying out these into smaller quantities and take out little by little. Al mot let this the svar would be lemute beluchi yodif. It's always better the less walking you have to do. So if you take out one big barrel, it's just one trip to take it outside. Whereas you make it into 5 or 6 small barrels, you have to do 5 or 6 trips. So one svar is lemute beluchi yodif. It's always better to do less walking on Shabbos. That's the svar. No, we'll see. We passed like this. That's the svar we had before also. So Shiloh, when you have a puddle of water in front of you, when you're walking through the you're walking through the Shisarabim, the question was, are you allowed to jump over the puddle, or else are you supposed to walk all the way around it? And the lacha there was, you're allowed to jump over the puddle, because mamayit pelucha is always odd. It's always better to do less walking than matrich yourself to walk more, even though there's a svara not to jump, because you're not supposed to jump stam and Shabbos. But there it's called a tzarech, you're allowed to jump, because it's kedai to take a shortcut, that you're not have to walk all the way along. That's the svara also. It's kedai to take out the 5 big barrels here. How be you doing a short hiluch? Oy dilma, there's a shayla, maybe no, maybe the other way is better. Oy dilma, lemute masoy odif. It's better to carry less. So even, hey, you have a big 100-pound barrel full of wine, it's kedai to put these 100 pounds into 10 10-pounders, and each one weighs less. It's easy to carry out. And even though you have to make a letter hilucha, that's the shayla. What's odif? It's mamayit bilucha or mamayit bimasoy? The less carrying, the less weight. Tor Shema, Titoni Chodo, Mefanin Afilu Abo V'Chomish Kupois Shokade Shemen V'Shokade Yain. Even though it's pictures full of Shemen, full of Yain, V'Tan Yiduch V'Yaseh U'V'Chamesh Osara. Either 10 or 15. That's the money you can take out. Is a Chur My Lab or Kemiflugi? My Lab. What's the highest? How many is it? Machlekes. One is Mashma only 4 and 5. And one is mashma, no, even 10 or 15. So what's the machlokes here? My labokim iflugi. The masav muti beluchi yodif. First one, Yom says, what does it mean 4 and 5? That means if you have 4 and 5 barrels there, you'd dafka have to take them out the way they are, the 4 and 5, and walk less. Rather than making them into 15 barrels, you'll have to walk more. That's the first one, Yom. Umasav, the second score is no. It should be lemute maybe. Mute b'maso yodif. It's better to have less weight. So Mela put it into 15 small barrels, and you carry out each one as less weight. That's all. That's the chutz machlekes. So the marloi, that's not murchah. That's not the machlekes here. The akula yalmal tell ye miyute belucha yodim. Everybody holds like the first svara. It's always better to do less walking on Shabbos, even though you have to carry out one shot a big barrel. But it's kedar to carry the one shot a big barrel and to do less walking. Obazoy, what's this machlekes if you only do 4 or 5 or 10 or 15? Or misarvitz not gemara. B'yeser u'v'chamesh asari akupas koi is going on. The kupas is going on akadin koi. It's going on the kadin. It's going in. How many pitches you put into the barrel? That's the shaylam. V'loy kasha hode mishtakli chad chad b'kupa. The first case is talking about you have 5 big pitches. Now only one pitcher fits into the big barrel. So mel you take out 5 barrels because it's one shot. Only one pitcher fits into the barrel. For hode mishtakli tray tray. One case is no, where 2 pitches fit into the barrel. So avada, you have these big barrels. Avada, it's better to fill the big barrels to the top with 2 pitches and carry out in one shot than carry out the different shots. For hode mishtakli tlosa tlosa over the kuri de harfani. One is the type of barrels, a type of a basket. The basket of harfani, they mean smaller baskets that you can put 3 into one big barrel. Since you can put 3 like pitches into one barrel, it's kedai to do that way. So now you're only carrying out 4, you're only carrying out 5 big barrels. But inside, the barrels are 15 pitches. That's the teretz. There's no machlokes here. It just depends how many pitches could fit into the barrel. Said Rashi, akadim koi. For loy plinky, there's no machlokes here. Vochi koma. Biyud, betezvov, yifne, beoysan, hey kupois. That means the 10 or 15 small pitchers you have, put them into the 5 big barrels and carry out the 5 big barrels the way they are. That's what they hold. And everybody holds this way. They saw the mishtakli chad echad bekupa. Ha detani. Hach detani. Dalad Vey, that just says 4 and 5. Fulay Nochas, the Minyan doesn't say more. Tekadin Ari, Bekadin Gedolim. We're talking about big pitches. Te Mishtakli Chade Bekupa. You can only put one pitcher into the big barrel. Vachte Tony Biyud Betesvob, that just says 10 or 15. Ari Bekadin Beninim, medium sized pitches. Tekadin Ketanim, real smaller pitches. Eser, the Mishtakli Trey, Treb Kupa. 10 means you can fit two pitches into the barrel. Tezvob means you can fit three into the barrel. There's no machlaikis. Iboilu, put him on another shayla now, new shayla. Iboilu, you. Hani yabo v'chomish tikoma. That if you say you take out four or five pitches of barrels from the room, you want to clean out the room, because you want Orchim to sit there, or you want to learn there. You clean out four or five. Afagad yisle Orchim tuva. Doesn't mean even though you have a lot of guests, there's not enough to mean how many guests you have. You can't take out more than four or five. And this will be core. This is the shayla according to the first man d'yama. And the first man d'yama said it means four and five bediyik. So four or five bediyik is a question. Four and five means for no matter how many guests you have, it's only four and five. Oydil manein hakol ufi yorchim. It depends how many yorchim you have. It means for each one guest you have, you're allowed to empty out the space of five barrels. Let's say you have three orchim coming, you can empty out the space in 15 barrels. That's the shiloh. Because when it says four and five, does it mean for everybody or just for each one separately? Trashi boilu, klod rashi alibud Rav Chisda. The shiloh is only according to Rav Chisda. That paskin, the Mishnah says four and five, it means bediv. You only have had to carry out either four from a small oitzer or five barrels from a big oitzer. So now, does it mean for each guest or not for all the guests? And if you want to say lekula, no, it depends. Like for every single guest, you're allowed to take out another four and five. Chad gavra maftu lekula. Are you allowed to let one person clean out all the barrels? From the place, if you have five guests, so you're allowed to clean out 25 barrels. It's a lot of work. Are you allowed to let one person do it? Oydilma gavra gavra mafanla nafshe. No, you have to tell the guest, hesaksi, you want to come and sit down? Each one come and take out five barrels outside and make room for you to sit down. But one person can't do more than five. That's already too much tircha. We're only Matthew for the do like this. That's the shayla. Toshima, come in here, I'll bring you right. Yetoshima, the Yomar Rabbi, Omar Rabbi Chia, Pa Machas Holach Rabbi Lamokim Echad. Rabbi went to a place for Roh Mokim Dochel Talmidim. As he saw a Rabbi giving a shear, that the Talmidim had no place to sit there. V'yotzel Asodah. So what did Rabbi do? He went out to the field. Omotzah Sodah Malaya Oimrim. He saw a field full of bundles of Tfuah. V'imor Rabbi Kol Asodah Kula. And Rabbi cleaned out the whole Sodah himself. To make room for the Talmidim, instead of being stuffed up in a small room, he told them, here's a nice big open place in the field, go learn there. As a Chura Shema mean of you both. Hakelu for Yorchim, Eshton you see, you're allowed to clean up as much as you want, depending upon the Yorchim. And the Chura should also be a Raya, that one person could do it all. For Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Oishia, the Maisel like this. Pam achas holach Rabbi Chia l'mokam echad. For Ruah mokam dachol l'talmidim. For Yotzel saw the motzah saw them layo imrim. He saw a field, but full of bundles, full of tefuah. The Yimah Rabbi Chia kolas sadekula, and he pulled off the tefuah, not pulled off. He cleaned off the bundles. The drashi of Imar means the Imar. Ponas imrim. He cleaned away the bundles. The caramel is heavy. It was a caramel, so who are you allowed to carry? The drashi of a pachas and daladamis. Each bundle he carried less than daladamis. He put it down, and then he carried it more. That's a chiddush. It's about this ledvar mitzvah. You're allowed to carry pachas. Even though stamazoi, you're not allowed to carry pachas, b'shus rabim, or even the caramelis. If you have a chafis there, you're not allowed to like walk less than daladamas, put it down, then walk again. Only the ledvar mitzvah is it mutter. There is called the ledvar mitzvah the tzarech the talmidim to learn. So the more shema mina hakolu for yorchim. Yeah. So you have a rai here that you're allowed to clean out as much room as you need. If you have like 20 talmidim here, you're allowed to clean out a whole sada to make room for all the talmidim. So the more of we are dying to be to burlach. I still have the first shayla, the second shayla. Chad gavra mafan lelekula. When you want to clean out like 20 barrels, can one person do for everybody? Or dilma kol gavra gavra mafan lenafshe. No, each person has to clean out for himself. So lechura, it's a chloride from here also. Toshema v'yimor rebbe. It says chlor rebbe cleaned out the whole sada. So the mashma, one person is allowed to clean out for everybody. For the Gemara, the time of the Dara Svara, Rebbe B'dinashe Yimur, the Dara Svara that Rebbe himself cleaned out the bundles, the Tam established that the Rosh Hashiva himself did it. El Tziva V'Yimur, it's something that he told other people to do it, but it was done because he told them to do it. It could be Rabbi Taka told five different Talmidim to do it. Or else Rabbi told each Talmud, you know what? Let's go out of the field now, a nice big open field, and everybody clean out the place for himself. I think that's what we pass on also. That everybody, one person can't clean out more than four or five bundles. Each one has to do for his own place. Right. Mifnei Orchim. So Mishnah says the Chiddush, you're allowed to clean out these barrels for Tzarech Orchim. So the Maram Rabbi Yechanan. And the Mishnah Tzaraya, Gidoylo Hachnosas Orchim, Ki Ashkomas Beis HaMedrash. That the mitzvah of Hachnosas Orchim is just as great as coming to learn Ashkomas Beis HaMedrash. What's the Raya? Because the Mishnah says, Diktoni, Mifnei Orchim, or Mifnei Bito Beis HaMedrash. The Mishnah says there are two reasons that you're allowed to do this Tircha on Shabbos. You're allowed to do Tircha either because you have guests over, or else Mishum Bito Beis HaMedrash. Mashma, both mitzvahs are equal adodi. So the mitzvah, Zachnos Zorchim, is just as great as the Indian of learning Torah. For Abdimim and Adoy Yomaf, a bigger. Yoysom Yashkamas Beis HaMedrash. You know, it's even a bigger schus than Ashkamas Beis HaMedrash. Tiktoni Mifnei Orchim, for Hodim of Nei Bito Beis HaMedrash. As the Mishnah first says, the Heter of Orchim. Mashma, that's the bigger mitzvah. And then it says, Mishum Bito Beis HaMedrash. So some want to learn, Bito Beis HaMedrash here doesn't really mean out the extra learning Torah itself. I mean, they would have been learning anyway. It just means that Zoyi could learn Varavchis, like the head of the Mishnah is, that they shouldn't be learning Doch squash together. You're allowed to clean out the place, there they should learn Varavchis. So Hachnosas Orchim is greater than its Indian of learning Varavchis. Go on with the big mitzvah, Hachnosas Orchim. Nomer, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rav. It's interesting. The Mechava Paskins, really, who's called Hachnosas Orchim? He says Hachnosas Orchim, Orch means a guest you have that doesn't have a house in this city. Like he's from someplace else, he has no place to stay, he's staying by your house, that's called Nerich. But Lui Tzu, you want to invite your next door neighbor over to your house to eat, that's not called Achnos Zorchim. Could be still a mitzvah to do, Mishum Reyes. Like over on Achnos Zorchim, you wouldn't have the head to with this mission here. Achnos Zorchim means you have a guest over here that has no place else to eat, so he has to eat by you. So merely allow to clean out your place to let him eat. But this time you want to invite your next door neighbor over and you don't have room for him, so don't invite him over right now, you don't have room for him. That wouldn't be a head to Achnos Zorchim. Because Achnos Zorchim means that the Oirich doesn't have a place to eat, and his only place to stay is by you, so then you have the Heter. Omer Rav Yehuda Marav, Gidoyla Achnos Zorchim Meakpolas Pnei Shechina. It's a bigger Inyan to the Achnos Zorchim than to be Mekabel to be in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chesed says, Avraham Avinu, Vayomer, Imno Matzo Sechem B'Yanecho Ano Savar. So this man, Yom, it's Machlekes. The Tais speaks out, Kisova Kamand Yom Vishvu is the Ayah Shem Kodesh. It is that Avraham is talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ika man, the Yom HaSem, Shu Choyl, Shem Lomlochim, Hoi Yimadav, Shoi Mazminim. Some say, no, he was talking to the Malachim. But our Gemara now is going that Avraham Avinu was talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and telling Hashem, wait for me, I have to go be Mekabu, the Achnos Zorchim. So you see, it was Kedai for Avraham Avinu to leave alone HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to go do the Mitzvah, Achnos Zorchim. So Achnos Zorchim is greater than Ninyu Avi Mekabu, Pnei Shechina. Omer Rebbe Loza, Bo Verosh, Lokim, Nis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Minis Bosa Vadom. That Eibishter has bigger midas than we have. Midas Vosav Adam in Kotim Yochul Ain Kotim Yochul Leimul Gadol Hamtim Ad Shavi Eslecha. Usually, if you have a great person next to you and you want to talk to a small person, you don't tell the great person, wait, I have to talk to somebody else. You leave the small person alone and you take care of the Gadol. V'ilu v'akadosh baruch hu nitazoi ha'ksev ha'yomer that Avram said imno mitzosi that Avram told the Kodesh Baruch Hu, even though Avram was talking to Hashem, he told Hashem, wait please, I have to go take care of these urchim. And when Avram didn't know the malachim, Avram thought there were some Arabs there, mamish ketanim. Still it was, that's the meaning of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, take care of others. Omer Rabbi Yehuda bar Sheila, Omer Rabbi Asim Rabbi Yechinen, Shisha dvorim odo moichu perosein b'olam hazeh v'akeren kiyemes l'olam habor. For six mitzvahs, you get Karen Kayev, you get Perasein Be'olam Hazeh. And that's the Kiddush. Even though we hold Tzchar B'Hayal Maleka, but I call upon him, you get some Tzchar Be'olam Hazeh. You get from these Zachin, you get something. So Toiz learns the Pshat, the Mor Gdushin says, Perakam Gdushin Meforesh Dainu, Yemoysa Shkula Machras, the Tzchar Mitzvah B'Hayal Maleka. Just means that Lui Tzu Yedin is that you're a Machzer and a Machzer, and you have these mitzvahs with you, so these mitzvahs will be Machri Lekav Tzchus. Because the real schar you don't get. But other people say that these mitzvahs are mitzvahs of chesed. Mitzvah sa chesed ira per se in b'olam hazeh. Chesed is you do good to somebody else. The fact you do good, as midi k'neged midi, since you do good to somebody else, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does good back to you, even in this world also. That's called Yoichel Parasein B'olam Hazir. But Avada Yikis Char, the Karen Kayemis, that's the Olam Abo. V'elu Heim, what are these six mitzvahs? These all mitzvahs of chesed. Hachnosas Orchim, V'bikr Cholim, V'yin Tefillah. So what's Yin Tefillah? It's Rashi L'chavim B'tefilosai. We'll soon see in the Gemara why this is called chesed. If you mind, what she means, you're daven good with Kavona. V'yashkom is based on Medrash. Shua, then you come to learn Torah. That's also called chesed. And we once spoke out, because the whole world is only existing because people learn Torah. So when you come to learn Torah, your mom is doing the biggest chesed of the whole world. You're making the world exist. That was the Yom HaShisha, because Baruch Hu made a time with Maisim Bereishis. If the Klai Yisrael would not learn Torah, there'll be Tov Avo. So the fact we learn Torah, that's doing chesed with the Bria, that's also called chesed, learning Torah. Mainly you get Parasayim Ba'alam Azeh for Torah. The Amagad of Bonam Tam Torah, that's also B'chlal Tam Torah. You let your kids learn Torah. Whenever your chaver did something to you, you don't know if he meant for good or not, you're down the kavschus and start within the kavschus. So these are all in yoni yechesed. For the more any, for a nan tenan, elu dvarim shadam oisam. People do these mitzvahs. For oichel perasein b'olam hazeh. So much more than just these six. For a keren kiyemus elu mabo, and you get tzchar elu mabo. V'elu heim, what do we have in the Mishnah Peyah? Is v'elu heim, kivid avim. Or gemilas chasodim, ve'avor shalom shebein odlum lechaveroi, ve'talmud Torah k'neged kulam. So churahana yin midi achrin aloi, and this is the kasha. It's mashma only these and nothing else. Churah sestira, you say six, and here we have different ones. The cheshbon doesn't stim. And the gemara, hani nami.